Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of photo editing, specifically how to use Gemini photo editing prompts to create viral portraits. That's right. And you know, so many people just slap on a filter and call it a day, but that often leads to photos looking a bit, well, plastic. Yeah. I've definitely seen some cringeworthy filters that make people look like cartoons. What's the alternative? Good question. Instead of using those generic filters, Gemini lets you use specific text commands to fine-tune your edits. It's like having a professional editor at your fingertips. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So how does it work exactly? It's all about using precise language. Like, most people type something vague like, make this look better, and wonder why it turns out weird. But when you use specific prompts, you can get results that look polished and professional. That makes sense. So what's the first thing we should know about using these prompts effectively? Alex, well first, let's talk about emotion. If you want your portrait to stand out, it needs to convey a feeling. Think about it. When you're scrolling through social media, what captures your attention? Definitely faces with expression. So how do we get that emotional punch in our photos? I use what I call the context sandwich technique. You frame a technical request with emotional context. For example, instead of saying make the lighting better, you could say, edit this portrait to convey a mood of determined focus. That's smart. You give the AI a goal rather than just a command. Exactly. And when it comes to the eyes, you can really make a difference by adding details. A quick prompt like add subtle catchlights to the pupils can transform a photo. I can see how that would make a subject look more alive. But what if someone struggles with lighting? That's usually where photos can fall flat. Right, lighting is crucial. A common problem is harsh shadows or grainy indoor lighting. But with Gemini, you can write specific prompts to correct that. For instance, you could say, relight this portrait to simulate warm directional sunlight. Oh, I love that. So you can essentially fake golden hour lighting, even if you're stuck indoors. Exactly. And when you're editing for consistency, you can paste a style guide into your prompt session. Just say something like, I want you to apply high contrast and a matte finish to all these portraits. That's a game changer for branding. You get that polished look across your whole feed, for sure. And if you're editing skin texture, it's vital to keep it realistic. Using frequency separation techniques in your prompts can smooth out imperfections without losing the natural look. So you can maintain that skin texture while removing blemishes. That's impressive. Yes, you just have to add something like preserve pore texture and freckles while removing temporary blemishes. It keeps the final image looking authentic. That's so important. No one wants to look like a plastic version of themselves. Exactly. And if someone is new to all this, where should they start? Great question. A simple first step is to open Gemini and prompt it with something like, analyze this image and tell me how the lighting could be improved. That's so approachable. It's like having a creative director guiding you. Right. And keep in mind that a lot of social creators are already using AI tools in their workflows. It's all about staying competitive because quality content gets noticed. So true. And if 91% of Instagram users share photos weekly, that's a ton of competition out there. Definitely. If you're not using tools like Gemini, you risk being left behind. Wow, this has been really enlightening. So many great tips on enhancing our portraits. I'm glad you found it useful. Just remember, the more precise your prompts, the better your results. Absolutely. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.